Hello everyone and welcome to GGW3. After a summer of brutal agony last year, it's back with a vengeance to make you all suffer. Tonight is my pleasure to give you the round one results, so let's get started because not only do I have my own critiques, but I have Ash's as well, so you know that's gonna be fun. First off, Kitty, why I didn't think of calling you that before, I don't know. But I'll start with Ash's critique for you, because I already gave you yours in the 2 week short. So here it goes. While I'm a freestyle fan at heart, you stood true to form here. Your word choice is beautifully dictated in your stanzas, and while the topic choice is, in my opinion, overused, you made it an easy read. The last line, for me, held particular weight. It sums up the rest of your poem perfectly and speaks almost for itself. In fact, the entire last stanza can speak words in and of itself, and it's times like this where I wish the rest of the poem, as good as it was just as hefty as the last three lines. All in all, a good poem, though a little uniform in topic choice. Your ability to write shone for you. Yoink! And now this is the part where I go through and, flip through my random, crazy word files to try to make this work in some ridiculous way. Snarf, you're next. I'll go with Ashes first. In my opinion, this is a really bland, emotionless, and sort of pointless story. Not only is it cliché, but incredibly unbelievable, because generally women don't kill their husbands just to run off with their best friend. And you gave the reader no clue as to why she would shoot him, instead of just cheat and leave him. On a positive note, I think your writing style has improved since the last time I read something by you. I think with some time and work, you can improve the way you write so it becomes something fluid, fun to read, and beautiful. You're not quite there yet. But I didn't mind the way you described things. I simply didn't like the content. Not everything has to be about crimes of passion, murders, and extremes of emotion. The key is to write something believable and at least semi-original, though we all know creating something 100% original is impossible. All in all, an honest effort, but you can do better. From me, quite frankly, I was surprised that Ash even got through this one. In a nutshell, just plain boring. The first paragraph did nothing for me, and I can't say it enough. An exciting opening paragraph is absolutely essential to a work. If you can't hold my attention, why am I gonna read it? If you can't hold other people's attention, they're not gonna read it either. The end is just predictable and cliché. To be honest, I expected better and remained sufficiently unmoved by this work. Also, watch your word repetition, because in a piece of that size, it just doesn't work. More scrolling action, brought to you by Wing TF McAllister, PFA Incorporated, owning New Bass since 1985. Next up, Mr. Sunshine Tango. Ash writes, when I arrived at paragraph 12, I scanned to see how much more I had to read, and upon seeing the number 60, I stopped. Now, the first few paragraphs, roughly 1 through 4, were fairly interesting. Savior, deliverer, liberation, these are words that I love to hear in works of fiction. They usually lead to grand things, fun, exciting, and catching things. And I can say that you have some pretty interesting character development here. The relationship between your characters, who I don't know how to pronounce, not Ash, but I don't, so I'm not even going to try, was comical and adorable as well. However, between paragraphs 5 and 12, I became bored and tired of reading. Then I realized I had about 58 more paragraphs to go, and I couldn't pull myself through it. So here are some tips. When new people talk, you always create new paragraphs. Number 3 is a giant conversation between, you know what, I'm just going to try it. It's either Jala or it's one of those, you know, nice Yala ones and Piev. And you should be creating new paragraphs with each change in character dialogue. Also, I think something more interesting needs to happen before they go into the first city. Beyond the paper that was read, their conversation wasn't enough to keep me entertained throughout the entire piece. On a positive note, your writing style wasn't awful, and like Schnarf, you just needed some work and some time to develop it into something really awesome. Wow, you got a really awesome from Ash. That's pretty ballsy. Gonna switch over to my document here. First off, let me say, you don't have to number the paragraphs. To be honest, it proved a little more distracting than helpful, and I rarely give a critique that requires a specific reference like that anyway. For someone who has never entered an AGWC contest at all, this was quite the first impression. For once, I can't really criticize a newbie for my typical points of literary disgust, but I think you should look at your word choices along the way to see if they make sense. There were a few that might have been used in some sort of archaic form, but a few just didn't fit in my brain at all. I think the biggest issue with this piece is the start is somewhat hard to follow. I get what's happening in terms of the general picture, but who these races are, why things are that way, and the dialects are difficult to piece together, especially when the reader has yet to connect with your characters. The other issue is that it's just damn predictable. I could have seen this ending coming from a mile away, and in fact, I did. On the other hand, I did get through it, which is pretty impressive. 0. You're coming up next after these messages. Ash writes, I didn't really enjoy this as much as I hoped I would, because when I settle down to read something that isn't poetry by you, I get a little excited. Then I realize you're a poet, which is fine. I'll say first that the word laid is not spelled laid, and for the rest of it, well, at least you can put words together to make sentences. I like the abrupt end. I thought the you're wrong if you think I'm crazy bit was pointless, unless you're trying to assert the fact that the narrator is actually batshit insane. Anyway, that's all I have to say about that. As for your poem piece, nothing changes with you when it comes to poetry. You're good with your words, but I feel like every critique I've given you in the past could apply to this poem, because you choose such a similar theme when you write. It basically amounts to, the world sucks and I'm in the middle of it. As always, I love your metaphors and the strength of your voice. There's no doubt that if I read a poem by you somewhere else, I could tell who it was by. But like I said before, I've read this poem somewhere else, and you wrote it. It just had a different title. For me, I'm not sure if I believe my rhetoric or if I'm just riding my own dick was the only sentence in these works that did anything for me. In the end, I just completely missed the point, only formed one snapshot of imagery, and was left asking myself why I chose to read this. I keep asking for impact and edge, and all you gave me was a blunt object with one line of wit. Here comes interestingness. Toxic, a paradox eclipse! Look at that, first time. Ash, first of all, I think it's gutsy and admirable that you should choose to submit a song to this contest. I can't say for sure, but I don't think anyone has ever submitted a song to a contest. Which is true, because no one in AGWC history has. Well, I shouldn't say that. Someone did submit a song, but it sucked. On the other hand, they didn't provide a video and any sort of music to go along with it. It was just lyrics. And that scored major points in the CO column with Ash, because it's both creative and original. But down to the rough stuff. Other than the recording being mediocre, which isn't really your fault, I think the song was constructed nicely. To the lyrics, I enjoyed them. Song lyrics are just poetry in my opinion, and I especially enjoyed the first two stanzas, which I thought were the strongest out of the entire song. But there was no stanza that I thought didn't fit. It flows nicely from one idea to the next, from one stanza to the next, and like much of what you write, creates gorgeous imagery. Good job! Love songs make money, but they certainly don't win creativity points to me. However, I will give ultimate props for coupling a video to your submission. Although, it would have been nice if the recording quality was not shit. Oh, wow, this is funny because I think it's weird because Ash and I both judged your work at the same score. We just completely disagreed on what works. In fact, she said this evoked imagery, and I didn't see any imagery at all. Ash loved the first two stanzas, verses, whatever. I found the second one to be the single corniest piece of shit I've seen in some time. Well, not the whole stanza, but the cold romance line just made me cringe. So, this is weird, because generally when Ash and I are at odds with what we think, the scores are crap. In this case, your risky maneuver paid off. I think it was a ballsy move, and it deserves props. Final Chera, Kara, however you pronounce that name, I don't know. This one had me laughing, which was a pleasant surprise because I go into all of these expecting the absolute worst. This was a very nice change from the norm. Here I was thinking, oh great, some stupid kid is going to get mauled by an 800-tooth monster living under her bed because she was stupid. And right there is a grammatical error. But you surprised me. Yes, you did. I think it's clever that you came up with this idea. Personally, I think it was too short. I think the monster seemed a little too human, but then again, I like that. It would be interesting to write a story about how monsters live under the beds of children and are scared of the children. Try doing more with this. As for me, it was the interesting perspective, but that was about it that saved you. An error in a piece of this size is just inexcusable, and the first line format of something is something, no shit, made me almost skip out on the truly interesting part of this work. Please consider editing more thoroughly. Did I just say editing? I think I did. Whatever. Please consider editing more thoroughly as this contest continues, because I really think you brought the originality factor to this contest that few people really bring to the plate. You know, they just don't bring it. They leave it at home or some crazy shit like that. And this is really interesting. But if you don't give me a solid hook opener and you leave me hanging with just grammar mistakes everywhere, then I have the inclination to say fuck it. And I'd rather not say fuck it, because in this case, had I done so, I would have missed out on something truly original. Ivy doll. Short and sweet. These are usually the stronger pieces. As short as it is, I think the first stanza sounds a little weird and could use some word tweaking. I don't really like vocal cords because I think it sounds bulky. Rattling is also a little strong. The last stanza is my favorite because it's ominous and dark, and I could get a good sense of how the narrator is feeling in the moment. It gets the point across, while at the same time leaving your little poem up to interpretation. I like the idea of someone possibly dying from smoking too many cigarettes, while at the same time reading something darker in this poem makes me happy. Ash saved you. I really didn't. Stylistically, grammatically, this piece was well written. But for me, it just lacked the passion and emphasis that I need when I read a work. And thus, to me, it felt extremely dry. I mean, where did the grit go that you used to give me? Where's that inspiration, that classic Ivy inspiration that made me say when I started this contest almost 3 years ago, holy shit, Gaia does contain writers that don't suck donkey balls. Alright, you were there in the beginning. You know how it rolls. To me, it felt weak. Now, I have to agree with Ash on this one. Your last stanza was by far the best. The first two, eh. The last one, yes. But that's about it. And 33%, probably not where you want to be sitting. But whatever. That's just me. Next up, after we come back to the show, True Whispers critique will be read. Dun 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 dun. This is a lot to scroll through in case you didn't notice. Ash, so I finally reached a really awful story. This moved so slowly that I wanted to just throw my computer. The idea of a girl committing suicide to become an archangel named Gabrielle, then go around keeping destiny, with the soldiers of Density, Destiny is just a stupid crap plot. Here are a few tips. Speed everything you just wrote up, so it's not 11 pages because the story could be condensed into about 5. The first part with a girl committing suicide doesn't need to be 2 or 3 pages long. You can write it in a few paragraphs. Why that opening sequence was that long is beyond me, because it wasn't even the driving point of the story. The rest of it drags on at a snail's pace. You emphasize the destiny bit about 100 times, and it takes 5 pages for the reader to get to the part where the protagonist figures out what the hell is going on. Your biggest problem here is time. You're taking too long to get your point across. Not to mention the plot is really awful. God damn it, I am reading so terribly today. Not to mention the plot is really awful. There's no story arc, which is essential. Surprisingly, Ash and I kind of disagree on this. You know, there were grammatical mistakes that I picked up along the way that really should have been removed from this piece. Really simple ones that a read-through should have caught. So that was your big problem. And it certainly was a little slow. And there were a lot of cliche phrases used over and over again that have been poured upon society. And you could have opted to be a hell of a lot more original. You also were susceptible to word repetition, and all in all, I just gotta say, you should read it again and give a real thorough edit job. On the other hand, I got through this whole story, which was pretty surprising considering that it's one of the longer submissions that we've received. And I actually, are you ready? Ash, you're gonna listen to this and be shocked. I actually liked this one. I think it was surprising. I certainly agree that things should be just taken out. I really do. It certainly was drawn out for my taste, but for whatever the reason, maybe it's because I was sitting in a physics lab doing a physics experiment while reading this, that I found it more entertaining than my surroundings. I don't know. But I actually think with a little bit of tweaking, this could actually be a fairly decent story. I would recommend, though, going through and looking at that destiny stuff, and trying to put your own little twist on it. You don't have to go with, you know, ooh, we need more soldiers of fortune to save us. You know, I kind of like felt like for a minute that I was in an episode of Rave Master, which was pretty fucked up. So you probably don't want to do that, because I don't want to feel like I'm in something produced by Funimation, okay? But overall, I think this one was decent. I would try to avoid the one-word sentence. They're not sentences anyway, and they generally lead to just a horrible usage of dangling fragments that lead nothing but chappy shit. But to me, I think this is what I took away from it, and maybe what Ash missed, you know. We're two different people, so we see things differently, obviously. But I feel like this piece generated imagery for me. Like, I could see what was going on in my mind. And a lot of pieces in this round missed out on that. And that's what made it special for me. So, try to find a way to bring your work down to a length that is true. Like, what the hell does that mean? Bring a length to true. True length. The length needed to get your point across to the reader. You don't need to overkill it We all get it. I mean, if you're sending this story out to anyone who has an IQ of 100 and above, probably gonna be okay. That's really all I got. I'm trying to, kind of sitting here trying to reconcile how Ash and I took such different meanings from this story. But in the end, that's why judging is, you know, pain in the ass. It's completely subjective, and we have no idea. So, I hope you can take what we gave you, and with that, I am moving on. Never disguised as paratoxic apocalyptic. Oh, look at that, I did it again. Oh, no way. Ash, I was really unimpressed with this poem, which was sad because you usually write things that are strong. I got distracted about 5 times throughout your poem, and that just meant I had to read it 5 extra times. I'm not sure what happened here. Have you been slacking on your writing recently? My main problem with this poem is that your normal pace and signature word choice is missing. This just seemed like a boring story about something I didn't exactly care about. I didn't find any significance in your poem despite wanting to like it. I just couldn't. I don't even know how to fix it, except to say maybe you should look back at what you wrote last year and what this is to see what's different. Please promise me you'll produce better things for the rest of the contest, because you're one of the few writers I look forward to reading every round. Aw, isn't that sweet? And I didn't really write anything, because I already critiqued this already. So you can just remember that shit. So that's it. So now I'm going to give my typical spiel about what I normally spiel about at the end of making a contest recording. Don't bitch! I just don't give a shit, and you really have no fucking right to. We're not asking for anything. We're doing this out of the generosity of our hearts and souls, or whatever fucking bullshit you want to call it. So I don't need your shit. I just don't. On the other hand, try to take what we say seriously. We're not full of crap. I think the things that we have produced, aside from my babbling speech impediment shitballs throughout this recording, worthwhile. The comments are worthwhile, and it's up to you to decide how to use them. That's the end of that. In other news, in case you haven't noticed, the AGWC just reached page 1000. And now, you know, obviously that's significant for the reason that it's page 1000, but it's also significant because no contest in the history of Gaia has done it before. I mean, aside from the foundation, which is now at something like 1700, whatever, it's the only one. And the Foundation HQ really isn't a contest anyway. So, I'm claiming it. First contest in Gaia history to make it to 1,000 pages. And we couldn't have done it without people coming back, new people coming in, and new people and old alike liking the shit that we do. 2.5 years ago, I came in and said, I have a site. I'm going to do things different. I'm going to incorporate my own crap into a writing contest. Make it different. Make recordings. Apparently, people think my voice is hot. Still haven't exactly figured out why, but they say it is. We all learn things every day, don't we? Long story short, thank you for continuing to make this the best contest there is, period. And with that said, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!